Oh, this is our intro. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
Talking about men's issues. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
We couldn't afford to get a professional intro.
No. Happiness.
Oh, happiness. Wow.
Just straight in, no intro. Normally. Well, I think we're going to come up with an intro, maybe.
Oh, there'll be a proper intro. Steve and Dave, Steve and Dave.
I like we can see the little heartbeat on there.
Or maybe it should be Dave and Steve. I think it should be Dave and Steve. Dave and Steve.
One thing that I'd like to just feedback on our previous podcast that really pissed me off. Well, that's a bit harsh. Not pissed me off.
Your face?
You, what was the name of our last podcast? Our last episode?
Oh, money and...
No.
Life work balance.
Why do you say life work balance?
I don't know. What was the name of the talk?
Work life balance. All the way through.
Why are you acting like an absolute tit?
Life work balance.
Oh. What is it? Life work. It's not life.
It's work life.
Oh, get hold of your balls and grow up. You absolute bell end.
So here we are. Wednesday or Tuesday?
Tuesday. We're having Tuesday. A beer tonight.
Having a beer.
Yeah.
Happiness. Happiness, happiness, happiness.
Well, so what's... society.
Society. Yeah,
well... Tells you that you should buy things. From the way I look at it... To achieve happiness, you should buy certain things and do certain things.
Yeah, I think this fits in really nicely with work-life balance.
Here we go.
And love.
Work-life.
Work-life balance.
Life-work.
Life-work balance and love. I think in society, happiness is money, job, house, kids, maybe. That's what brings happiness.
Yeah, it's what's sold to you, isn't it?
Yeah. But if you've got all those things, you're happy. And then you're made to feel a bit shit, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like if you haven't got those things...
Yeah, you are made to feel like you're not quite achieving what you should be achieving.
Well, not only that...
For happiness.
But like, you know, it could be worse, you know, you've got a roof over your head. It's that kind of... You're lucky to be alive. It's a miracle you're alive. That kind of thing.
But I suppose, that's looking at... What am I trying to say? I suppose that people say that if you're making a fuss over spilt milk, then...
I don't know, that's sayings. I don't like sayings.
I fucking knew you were going to pick me up on that life. Fucking life. Well, I think there's a fucking glass in there. Maybe this could be the first podcast recorded death. Oh, and I'm not going to be the one to die.
It's called happiness.
But it's called... Oh, that'd be ironic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That you died.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at the end of it, when you were dying, I was like...
You could just play a flat line.
This is happiness. Yeah. With me laughing.
Yeah. And that's it. And you could drop the mic. So, David.
Yes.
What's your definition of happiness? Because I feel like this is like one of those questions. Don't worry, we're not going to ask everyone to...
No, but it's a good one to ask.
Oh, it is, yeah. Well, it's a very...
In
your own time.
You need to calm down, love. We're having a conversation. It's called a podcast. It's not Analyze My Ass.
Lord
of Christ.
Hey.
I've completely forgot my train of thought.
Oh.
After two pints, I've got my train
That's
of thought.
That's all right. We'll just wait until you get it back.
Happiness. Wow. Happiness to me is being. Because I hadn't actually thought about this.
No.
So
we can wait. You just take a while.
you just sit back with your
take
drink
your
and watch me suffer.
Take your
boy.
Time. Go on.
You just watch me suffer. Happiness is happiness is a very thought provoking. Same with love.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a really thought-provoking question. To me, happiness comes and goes in fleeting, as quick as sadness. It comes and goes like up and down, like on a wave.
Okay.
To me, I aim to be content. I don't. My aim isn't to be happy, but if you're content, it's just amazing.
Is content not another word for happy?
No. No.
So content is more kind of like in between happy and sad. That's a
good question, though. No, I think content is more prolonged. Happiness is like up there, or like high, high.
Remember, they can't see.
Yeah, no, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why I said high.
Oh, God, yeah.
So my hand's high.
Yeah, yeah.
How high is it, though?
It's
not that high. It's only about about the size of a midget.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, oh, well, there we go. So it's a midget's
height.
Is it higher?
Higher or lower than a midget? Mm. Now it feels like we're on the generation game now. Higher or lower than a midget? Oh, that was my Bruce Forsyth.
No, that's, yeah. The
impression
no.
wasn't very good.
No, it's content. Being content.
Okay.
I've only learned that in the last few years.
That's so what does it feel like to feel is content like satisfied?
Brilliant.
Yeah, is that
fucking what hell. Is? Yeah, 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 yeah. You feel filled up by the day.
Well, no, because I think satisfied is not the same as filled up.
Okay.
Personally,
so when you're filled up. When are you? When you're filled, so So what do you feel is different between when you're filled up and when you're satisfied?
Oh, well, let's use,
like when you've had a big pizza. Like, well, we've had a pizza, so you filled up.
I was just about to say, let's use food as an analogy because you were going down the filled up route, right? So I think if you were to get up in the morning. You'd have
get up in the morning. Why was that so?
And have two slices. It's
very strong of get up in the morning.
Two slices of toast, yeah. And a cup of tea. Right, you might not be full up, right, but you would be content. You're not hungry. You're not hungry.
Yeah.
You're not full up. You're not like, you know, like you go to a car.
Oh,
break.
Man, alive. Oh, you're like, move, full some egg. Yeah.
Christmas
yeah.
dinner is full asleep.
Yeah.
Like you're just content.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yes. See, at Christmas, if you eat too much, you're not satisfied. You're over satisfied.
Yeah, you're happy.
Oh Christ! Now we're really going in there.
Yeah, I suppose you're happy. That is the idea.
Yeah, I suppose, but you're happy through the whole day on Christmas Day.
Yeah, but you're probably over happy. Is that a thing?
Yeah, no, that's probably yeah. You're
overstimulated.
Yeah, overstimulated. What are these fuck?
What?
Why are you coming out with all these good? Good words.
I don't know. I think it's a Tuesday thing.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. So so for you, you actually don't want to be happy.
No. Don't be a fucking... Don't be like a reporter and try putting words in your mouth, idiot.
Like Beth Rigby. Yeah.
No, of course I want to be happy, but I aim to be content.
Yes, because you're in a play of words, you're content with being content.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, happiness is when you're peaking. Or like, Christ, we can really go into it. You go happiness or ecstatic or elated. Is, you know, you can keep on going.
Big word Tuesday.
Yeah. Big boy Tuesday. Maybe we should have that as Big Boy Tuesday.
Are we only allowed to use words with a minimum of 11 syllables?
Yeah, but I struggle on it. I would struggle. So, yeah, there's, you can go happiness and up and up and up. But those moments only are very fleeting. They're incredibly fleeting. So I don't aim just to be content.
Right.
I aim to try to... I might have contradicted myself there, but...
Probably.
I usually do. But if I can get to content, then I'm happy. If I can get over that, great. But I know then the happiness and the being elated comes down to a point. And because I have this thing and it, I don't speak about it a lot, but I have it.
That book.
It could be a book, you never know. Where I'm not bipolar, but I've questioned whether I'm bipolar.
Okay.
Where I go up and down, up and down. But what I've learned is I've managed to deal with those feelings of being really high, and then all of a sudden you drop low like a fucking stone. So what I've realised is I don't like being up and down, up and down. So if I can just middle line,
yeah,
then I'm like, I'm loving it.
I
so
get that. That's pretty
being
cool.
Being content, yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. So I haven't got the bipolar of overspending and like some people.
What's up?
I was being facetious then.
That's really funny, actually. Really interesting.
But you can be bipolar. Or no, bipolar, I think one of the telltale signs is you spend money erratically.
Okay.
I definitely don't do that. I'm way too tight for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely have a tendency to, over the years, of being up and down, like a fucking yo-yo.
Like manic mania, isn't it?
Yeah,
manic,
yeah, yeah. But I've learned what my triggers are and how to deal with it.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, if I can be like in that 50% up and 50% down, then I'm...
Central.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Yeah. I think that's a bit like love, actually. I think it's the same as love. Because for me, again, I strive to be happy all the time.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm not... And this might start getting a little bit confusing now. I'm not content unless I'm happy.
Oh, shit. Okay. Right. Okay. Hang on, then. You're not content...
Unless
why
I'm
are you
happy.
What? What? Like fucking Keith and Orville. Fucking what? Have I got my hand in your back? Fucking hell, Pricey. Calm down. You're like... He's mimicking what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Whoa. Just put a pause in. Now, that's actually something that I do that Rhea pulls me up on all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
If
there was
a noise coming out of his mouth, then it'd be.
I don't know why I do it. I'm really sorry.
I think you're anticipating what I was going to say. So rather than like going along with it, like verbally, you like you weren't saying, but your lips were.
Yeah, Rhea pulls me up on that. My wife.
No.
Actually,
calm.
Actually, my wife did actually say to me. Not to do that anymore.
Did she?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? If she says you need to do that, it means my life.
She said not to do it.
Yeah.
She said it's a little bit naughty. Not naughty, but annoying.
Annoying. If anybody says anything I say is naughty and annoying, I'm saying.
I got you. Okay. So
sorry, Rhea.
Rhea. Yeah, it's
my wife.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm sorry. Then we went slightly
so you're
off track.
Not,
I
so
do
you're
that.
Not,
yeah. Anyway, and back on track.
It was the duck fingers. So you're not content. You're not. What? Sorry. What did you? You're not content with being. No. What did you say? Sorry.
I'm not content unless I'm happy.
You're not content unless you're happy. You're not content unless you're happy.
Feels like a riddle, doesn't it? Like.
Yeah.
But that's
really dig into that.
I think that's quite interesting. When you think about my definition of love, so basically I'm a needy princess. Aren't I?
I don't like to say you're wearing a little tutu right at the moment. You know.
So yeah,
hair in bunches.
I
wish
happy.
I could have hair in bunches, not enough hair.
You haven't got enough hair, but that's all right. You did one day. I have to be happy. And if I'm not happy, I'm sad.
Oh, Jesus, Steve.
You know? Like, and when I say sad, obviously sad, again, is very much like...
I don't want to poo-poo what you're saying, but I don't think you're sad.
Well, I mean, I'm that there was a comma, not a full stop, so...
But no, but you're too slow.
You know, so the...
If you'd said a comma, then I wouldn't have interrupted.
Sad is a whole definition, a whole variety of... feelings. It could be angry, annoyed, could be disappointed, you know, lots of different...
Wow, okay, is that what you think about being sad?
Yeah.
We're hoping... The old Pandora's box is open right
Pandora's
up now.
Pandora's
was born. Was that something?
Yeah, I thought we could have a little jingle for Pandora's Box.
Is that some, what is that?
Pandora's Box.
Someone grabbed hold of your balls.
I just thought whenever we that should be a thing. If you ever say that in the future.
Oh, really? We should say Pandora's Box.
Yes. Yeah.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
No, I just made it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if we open up Pandora's Box.
Yeah, that's what we have to say.
So keep your legs closed when you say it.
Yeah.
And then we say Pandora's Box.
Maybe we can start harmonising as time goes on.
People will get bored of that. They get bored of your voice, don't they?
So, yeah, I'm... Oh, yeah. So, like...
No, but...
And I also project that onto other people. Like, I get really, like, fidgety if people aren't happy. And then,
yeah,
I then go into like the kind of, oh, what have I done? Have I upset her?
Yeah, yeah.
Have I done something wrong?
Yeah,
like, you know, and that's like
you usually have.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But and that's why I'm like, and then of course that in turn doesn't make me feel happy either.
So you're on a like merry-go-round of just. Emotional when you're going down and down.
Emotional damage.
Emotional. No, that's matey, isn't it? Emotional damage.
Oh, what?
The Chinese fella, isn't it?
Yeah. The Uncle Wodger.
Yeah, Uncle Wodger.
Yeah.
That's a good character. He's.
Very good character. So, yeah, that's. Yeah.
Can we just.
Go on. You're too slow.
No, I was still talking.
Oh, okay.
Go back slightly to what you said about sadness. You said sadness is anger. See, when I'm sad, I'm in the pits of hell.
Yeah.
Period. That's it.
Okay.
And I can feel myself in a black hole and I'm literally trying to pull myself out of a black hole. And I'm looking up and it's looking up from the black hole, trying to stop the black hole from closing over.
Wow, that's quite like vivid.
Yeah. Yeah. Or sadness, or another way to put it is, like if sadness hits me, it's like a blanket's been put over the top of me.
Yeah.
And I'm sad. I'm not angry. If I'm angry, I'm angry. I can't remember any of the sort of the comparisons you put on that. But if I'm sad, I'm like...
Sad.
Yeah, really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad. No, just sad. But whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, but that's what I mean. It's very much... It just goes to show how fucking subjective.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not just happiness or love, but our feelings are.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's like a whole thing, isn't it? Because that's... We were talking earlier about communication, and I think we don't communicate our feelings, and I think even less so as men.
Yeah,
yeah. I think there's. I don't think we communicate our feelings at all. But yeah, so that's a classic. So then you know you've got two people, you know, you and I, who have got completely different, not only completely different. Like interpretations of happiness, but completely different interpretations of sadness. Mm. Just in this room.
So, like, is that what you think about sadness? Your sadness varies from.
My sadness is basically just when I'm unhappy. So, if I'm not happy, I'm sad.
Yeah, no, I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sad. I don't. That's where I'm like. I'm down or up. Well, yeah. That's why I try to keep the middle ground.
Yeah.
So if I'm angry, I'm angry. Because you said about angry is sad.
Yeah, but because it's more of a kind of like, it's more like black and white for me. Like, I'm either happy or I'm not. And if I'm not happy, I'm sad. And that sadness could manifest in lots of different ways.
Okay, that's really interesting because I'm the same, but my something came in my mouth there. When I'm sad, I'm sad. It doesn't manifest in any other way.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm content or happy, and if I drop below the content, I'm sad.
and then just sad.
Yeah, I'm sad. And then that sadness can go deep, quick.
Deeper.
Yeah, like, really quite rapid if I don't hold on to it.
And how do you get out of that?
How do I get out of that? Usually it's just talking myself through it. And being like that. This is deep. And being that sadness does pass as quick as happiness. And that's why I like to stay content. Because I don't like. I'm actually learning stuff as I'm talking. Because I don't like. I don't like being too far up too often. Because the drop's so horrible.
Yeah. I get that.
And it. You know when you go on holiday?
Yeah.
I like the build up.
Yeah.
Even though.
It's like build up to Christmas, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Another great example. Build up to Christmas. I love the build up and the buzz and the feeling people are talking about. I love the smell. And. You know, you're going out and buying things or you're working. Like, I need to organise my time, spend time with the family and blah, blah, blah. And then when it gets to Christmas, like, oh, this is good. Yeah, great. And then, but it doesn't have that same feeling for me when you hit Christmas Day. So, mate, don't get me wrong. Christmas Day is amazing. Yeah, love it. But I know after Christmas Day, I'm in the shitter.
In a way, you could say it's like sex.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it.
I'm. What I'm doing now is I'm just taking a step back. Yeah. Why did you? I'm saying. I'm talking. I'm taking a step back from this because I need you to. I was going to say fill me in, but that's a
completely. It's like you know, you've got the foreplay, you've got the thrusting.
Thrusting, grinding.
You know, you get to the climax. And you fall asleep. You know? It's just. And I feel like that's.
But I carry on going for 2-3 hours after.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. You're a chef.
I'm an animal.
Yeah. But it's like Christmas. It's like weddings. It's like.
Yeah.
Not funerals.
That's
the only difference. But yeah, it's that the build up doesn't equate to the actual main event.
That's
the
why
anticipation.
Yeah, that's why when you've got a problem in your mind.
Yeah,
you think, oh Christ, I've got to deal with this client tomorrow. And they want this, they want that, and then you go through the meeting like, "Fuck, was I worried about?"
Yeah.
It's this. Does that make sense? It's the same thing. The build up. It's never as good. And then you have a problem. The build up. It's never a problem.
It's the anticipation is always either much better or much worse than the reality.
Yeah.
I think.
It's how your mind plays it out.
Yeah.
That's why I love the bit before with Christmas or a holiday. Love going on. Don't get me wrong. I love going on holiday. But when I'm on holiday, when I look back in hindsight, I enjoy the anticipation of going on holiday.
Yeah.
It's like with my book. Did you know I wrote? You didn't?
I actually didn't know you had a book. No.
I'll sort you out a signed copy, thank mate. You. Don't you fucking worry. They've gone up to £50 at the moment, so we're good. When I was writing that, it was horrendous at times. I think I said to you, didn't I? So it was horrendous. Like, I didn't really give up 2-3 times. Horrendous. I hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Why?
But because it was just a horrible process. I don't know. It was a real grind. Like, an absolute grind.
So using your analogies of... You know, like the build-up and all that kind of stuff.
So just hold that thought for a second. Sorry. Okay, hold that thought. Just literally get hold of it, both hands.
Got it, I got it.
When the book came and the boxes turned up, I opened them up and I was like, oh, that's cool, I've got a book.
Yeah.
I was like... Honestly, I was less than content.
Yeah.
To say it out loud blows my mind.
No, not at all.
Do you know what? No, that's probably.
No, I think it's okay for you to say that. I get it.
I thought when I got the book, I'd be like, oh my God, this is fucking. Yeah. This is rock and roll. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
This is like. success in inverted commas, and this is what I've been building up for like 6 months, 2 years. And it kind of like, oh Christ, okay. And what I actually realised was, it was the climb to write it, which was the fun part. The 100%. Bit where I was giving up, the bit where I was like upstairs, like thinking, why am I doing this? What's the point in doing this? That was the fun part.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, and
what, sorry, again, I know, was I content or was I happy when I was doing that? I probably wasn't, in hindsight, I probably wasn't a million miles off being content, actually, if you really stripped it back.
Just a bit below it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was probably in that bit. Probably in that bit between being like the sadness and the content part.
No, the taint.
The taint.
Yeah.
The taint.
The middle bit. The middle bit between.
In that bit, the bit between
the dark area.
And that the bit between you, no, that's not the taint, is it?
It is, yeah.
So a funny old experience, like a really funny experience. I want to write another book eventually, but it's a really weird experience. I'd be interested to see how the second book feels as I'm writing it, because I know how it's going to feel. So it's like,
will it be as exciting?
Yeah, and will it be easier? Because I know it won't be easier, I don't think, but would it be easier? Because I know the grind. Will I appreciate, will I embrace it more?
Yeah, but if you don't, yeah, I suppose, yeah, because you're going to know what it's all about.
Yeah.
You're going to know what it's all about, so, but if you enjoyed the build-up more, then the rules of Newton,
Jesus fucking wept,
might say that you won't enjoy writing a book.
What are you talking about?
If you,
Newton?
Yeah. If you, what I'm saying is, if you said that the best part of writing your book was the build-up.
Yeah, I know.
And you now know what that is all about, why bother? Because you're not going to enjoy it, are you? It's not a new experience.
No, but you've got to chat. See, that's a really great point. See, I would do that because I know I would have to dig really deep to do it.
Dig deeper.
Yeah, dig deeper than what I did before, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So coming back to you.
Yeah. Well, just quickly coming back to you, just really, really quickly. Oh, what,
is it fucking back to me, back to you?
Like tennis. Just really quickly.
It's quick enough.
So would you say that you're happy that you wrote a book?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Did it make you happy writing a book?
Sorry, just to follow on from that. It took me a long time to think of that, just because I was thinking, you know, I overanalyze things anyway, so I just thought,
I didn't know that.
Well, you obviously haven't listened to the fuck all I've said.
Sorry?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Go on. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm probably content.
So you're not happy?
I suppose it might. Yeah, I suppose I'm both. I suppose it depends on what day maybe you catch me on. I'm not sure. Yeah, I suppose I feel good about writing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what good means. What was the second question? Sorry.
I'm getting quite blown away by the fact that, you know, the connection actually between our feelings, love, happiness. This doesn't feel that dissimilar from our conversation about love, and I think, you know, I think, and actually not dissimilar. I've told you the story before about how, you know, I had this big plan when I was starting in business, and I wanted to get a Q7 and all this kind of stuff, and like, you know, I wanted to have lots of staff. I wanted everyone around me to see that I was doing well. You know, I wanted people to look at me and judge me by what I assumed was the same standards that I had for success. Which is
fair play for you,
probably
to
another
be,
word.
To be so honest about that. Because, you know, this, you know, people listen to that, they're going to judge you.
But I
respect you as person you are, and that takes some balls doing that.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with that, because I've been on that journey, right? And I think, and I said to you before, and it's just resonating me when you're talking about the book and other things as well, like, for me...
I can see something dropping.
That journey...
In your eyes.
That journey... That's my eyelids. That journey...
to that fucking ball.
That journey to get the car... And that what that perceived status was good, right? It felt like I was on. I had a purpose actually. Like that was my purpose.
Yeah.
And how weird! Like all these things are intertwining. You know, how did that affect my work life balance and my love?
Yeah,
like those. You know, those that Jesus, journey, dude. Right? And I said this to you before. Like I drove a long way to get the car. Got in it, and I remember very clearly, came out of the showroom, turned left again onto the roundabout, and when I got to the roundabout, I was really disappointed. Not just content, like actually disappointed.
No, content's not being disappointed, Ballend.
No, I said not content. I wasn't just like, I was disappointed. Yeah? Like, I was... It, you know, like sometimes, this is a bit of a stereotype, but, you know, your nan will get you a jumper or socks for Christmas or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, you kind of like, thanks, Nan, you know, but it's not, yeah, I don't know.
Do you know, I do get, it does make sense, sort of the build up to the present, and you open a present, and actually you're like, oh, cool. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, but it was almost like it was more interesting. It was more exciting not knowing what's inside. And yeah, so for me, that was again quite a pivotal moment in my life. And I just realised that because I thought I had arrived at happiness.
So what point did you realise that you hadn't, in your eyes, not anybody else, at what point did you realise you hadn't arrived at what you perceived as being happy?
That roundabout. Wow. In the car. So at that point, I had a brand spanking new car that I'd just paid.
Had that lush smell.
Lush.
You know that lush smell. Yeah, was it leather?
Yeah, leather. Beautiful, fucking, pay for it outright, like... You know, it was on my way home, beautiful wife, kids, company, employees, you know, nice clothes, nice food, like everything was, what more could I want?
So the showroom was looking great. The shop front was looking like an absolute dream, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With your big flipping mug stuck at the front, like that. It was like the shop front was looking great.
Yeah.
And you thought you need to get the shop front like all polished and lovely and get the car there and sort of... And I'm not being... No, I'm not taking the piss when I say this.
No, not.
But that's how I sort of...
Yeah.
You were showing the... That was how what you wanted to show.
Yeah. But I realised incredibly quickly. And it, you know, it was a... Because I picked the car up in Hull. No, I didn't. That's a lie. No, it isn't Hull. Yeah.
Why did you get so far for it?
Because it was very specific, the colour and model and everything that I wanted.
Oh, you really went in deep.
Oh, yeah, balls deep, yeah. Yeah, 100%. And it must have been 5-6 hour drive home.
How did you feel on that drive home?
Really disappointed. And by the time I got home, I was then questioning, why have I just wasted my time and all of that money? And... thinking about all the things that I could have done with that money.
Yes, there's a few coins there.
Yeah, that would have benefited perhaps my family, my kids, my
And your kids at this point were walking around with no shoes on, weren't they?
Well, we hadn't eaten for months.
Yeah. I remember you. Yeah. I had to supply you with food. And,
yeah, beef Wellington. Yeah, it was. And I think it almost felt like. And I love an analogy, but it almost felt like...
You love saying you love an analogy.
I do.
I'm quite happy for you to say an analogy
without acknowledging that I love them. Yeah. That's fine, as long as we can agree that.
Yeah.
I always worry that people will not know what I'm... If I don't say I love an analogy, that they'll wonder what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but if you say, like, oh, that tree over there looks green like a... True.
Because I was just talking about my car, and I was I was going to go straight on, right? it was almost like I had a litre bottle of water that I filled right to the top and thought, fantastic, I've got a litre bottle of water, and then looked away, looked back, and it was empty again. You know, but none had spilled or anything like that. Now, you might have been like, oh, did it spill all over your car? No, Dave, it's just an analogy. You know, so that's...
I got completely taken in by that.
So that's why I'd like to prefix with...
So was that your analogy?
That was my analogy, cabinet. Yeah.
Okay.
So...
I find that fascinating. Because when did you get that motor?
Cool. I don't know, 2-3 years ago.
Not a million miles away. So did you have like moments after, or did you have a real thing after, like a pang inside where you were like, shit, you know, I was trying to get this car and then...
Yeah, I just...
Didn't bring you... So did you think, like driving up there, you like... And this is great that we're recording this because this feels like we're just chatting. It's amazing. So did you think you were like, oh, I'm driving up there.
Mate, I was buzzing.
Yeah.
Fucking Barry Big Bollocks.
You had them draped out the window, didn't you?
Yeah, 100%. Fucking.
You were driving your flipping little Cortina up there with your balls hanging out the window.
I'm on the train, mate.
With your balls.
Yeah. Balls out the window. Yeah.
So you went up there like absolutely buzzing.
I was fucking, absolutely buzzing. Like proper, like, you know, I've made it, I've done what I wanted to do.
That fascinating how you thought about buying a car.
But it was one of my, like, in my mind.
I know it wasn't like a be all and an end, it was something to add to the jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, it was like I had in my mind, like, various things that I wanted to accomplish. And this, at this stage in my life, felt like, I suppose, in a really fucked up way, just so fucking deep now, like, that was, like, the part, the puzzle where maybe I thought I would be content. So okay. I'd achieved these set of things.
Yeah.
Now I'm content.
And it might just make you feel like, no,
complete.
I'm
all right.
Complete.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Complete.
I'm all right. I've got everything I want. You know, like, because I think we always want more in life.
That's a human trait.
Yeah.
A horrible human trait.
Yeah.
To always want more when you don't need more. I just bought new sofas. Don't need new sofas. Not really. I had old leather sofas.
Yeah.
It's just nice to sit on something nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Hey.
But I find that I can't get around that.
No, and you know, since that, you know, things haven't been great for me. You know, and I.
That's personal for you, like personally.
Yeah,
your
for
own
me
mind,
personally.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not obviously going to go into huge details, but like, you know, my companies are much smaller. I don't have the car anymore. You know, and actually. Interestingly, I would say I am content at the moment.
Wow.
You know, I think less is more. And that's a funny fucking saying as well.
That's because what you always say to a wife.
Have I got less now, or have I got more?
Ooh.
You know, and that's
you've a got thing. Less material things that you perceived as being things that, yeah, but.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to explain, but totally. I mean, I'm happy now. Yeah, I am happy with, you know, the life I have.
Are you happier, or are you sort of the same? Are you the same happiness, but overall you're sort of more content? Are you more sort of middling more often rather than being maybe trying to achieve stuff? I don't know. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm trying to find it fascinating.
I'm happy. You know, it's really interesting, actually, that...
But you were happy before when you were...
Well, I thought I was. You know, I thought I was. And you know, now I'm very much like, you know, I have a lot... My relationships are more meaningful with people. You know, much more. I'm much more grounded. I'm much more respecter. What's that? That's like James Bond, isn't it? Spectre. I'm much more appreciative of the things that I have, which is a lot less.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I'm not trying to do like J-Lo. You know. used to have a little. Now I've got a lot. You know, it's not the case. but it's, yeah, it's just, it takes me back to what we were talking about, Stephen Bartlett, you know, and again, Steve, I'm mentioning you again.
Yeah, you are wow. Some coin on this, big boy. From Plymouth.
Yeah.
Well, moved to Plymouth, sorry, not originally from Plymouth, but moved to Plymouth.
And how he said that he used to go hunting for... pound coins.
Yeah, no, he did. Yes,
down
no,
the back
he did.
Of the chairs, yeah. on the chicken in the chicken shop, and
you used to go down the back of your sofa and find £50 notes, didn't you?
Well, and I'm just like, and when he sold his company for millions or billions or whatever it was, he was. I think he said, "Don't quote me, Steve." Yeah, he said.
Why are you talking about yourself?
He didn't say that. He was sat in Dubai, and he got the call from his lawyer, I imagine. And they said, the money's in your account. And he just didn't feel... He felt a lot happier when he found a pound down the back of the chair in a chicken shop.
But I can understand... And I don't earn loads of money. I never earn... And I don't... I've got no...
Well, you said your books are 50 quid each now.
I've only sold one at £50. No, I've not. but I can see how, because I've never had loads of money, but money doesn't buy, money buys you nothing. It just buys you experiences and moments in time. You know, it helps with not working as much, but you always need to work to a certain degree to keep your focus. Yes. As you end up flailing around like a fish, you know, a fish has jumped out of water, like, flapping around.
Yeah, yeah, I know what flailing means.
Oh, do you know what I was trying to do then, didn't you?
What?
Give an analogy. So what I should have said was, here's an analogy for you, Stephen.
Yeah.
So then you would have understood rather than being...
that's a classic point. We've just done it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I think, look, there's a few, like, you know, definitely different viewpoints and like... And I think the if we're going to talk the old takeaway, is that, I mean, I don't know what a takeaway is, David. I mean, it's really difficult because it's, you know, happiness is, you know, I guess does it exist? I think it's something inside.
Does happiness exist?
No, I know it's a silly thing I said. Like,
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't silly, not at all, but... Do you know what? Something I'd take from this, not take from it, but something, because when we first spoke about this, you won't mind me saying this.
No, go on. I might do.
Well, I'm fucked if you do. Is that you were unsure about how to approach this.
Yeah. What, happiness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say that?
Did I say approach? Did you say approach? Or no, but it was like you weren't sure actually what, how to actually put into it.
Oh, yeah.
So actually, you've gone absolute balls out. So complete respect to you.
Yeah, well, it just reminded me a lot of love, happiness.
You said that a few times. It's really, really resonated with you, isn't it?
Because I feel like it's the same mistakes that I've made in my, and I'm happy to say that, like, you know, in my kind of development through life, you know, the very high bar for love, you know, the very high bar for happiness.
Mm.
That, and both, I think, you know, love, you said it's unachievable. You know, you did say that. I was gonna say, you know,
no, love wasn't unachievable.
No, but my love
was unachievable. Yeah, it was like the thing of desire thing was the bang, not the bang sexual thing. I mean, like that thing of like desire.
Yeah.
But we can, you know.
The happiness is equally, because I don't think I would ever be, you know, satisfied. And I think you've hit the nail on the head actually today, in that I think it's the chase.
Mm.
It's the chase.
Climb. I love the climb.
The climb.
Oh my God, I love the climb. I love that graph, the push, the dig.
Which is how interesting.
What have you got? What have you got in the tank when you're struggling, when you've done 10, 12, 15 hours? Have you got any more in the tank?
Yeah.
To push that little bit more that person next to you that's doing the same job as you hasn't got.
That is interesting. So in a sense, we are unable to detect when we're actually happy, which is on the climb. We're at our happiest when we're climbing, but actually we're so fucking obsessed with reaching the top that we completely miss the fact that it's and that's actually, in a weird fucking way, just like life.
I suppose, yeah, it's like everything
we're
in life.
But we're hurtling towards something. We're all like, oh, come on, I want this, I want that. Before you know it, you're dead.
Well, that's why I meditate.
Yeah.
Take 10 minutes out. Just bring yourself back to the middle. Bring yourself back to yourself. But anyway, right.
Yeah, we've got to wind it up.
That was brilliant, by the way. You. Seriously, no, mate. That was, wow, honestly. Full respect for you, because you're putting your, like, you put your balls out. You hand them out.
I love
to put
my balls out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But yeah.
Knocking people out as they go past the station.
Enjoy the journey. I think that's the takeaway.
Yeah, that's probably what.
You know, enjoy the journey.
You love the takeaway.
I do, yeah. I just feel like.
Do you know why you love a takeaway? Because you're always fucking eating a takeaway.
Hey! I feel like if people are going to listen to us, we need to give them something. And that is Steve's takeaway.
Do you know what? I think what we've spoken about is that there's a lot to be taken away from that.
Yeah.
Specifically what you've said.
Oh, thank you very much.
You did the Elvis again with the quiff.
Do you remember Pandora's Box just before we go?
No, was it?
No, I don't remember either.
Opening Pandora's box. Thank you very much. See you soon. This is our outro.
Outro. This is our outro with automatic fading. Mm-hmm.